So I would like to pay my respects to the elders past and present of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, and also would like to pay my respects to any First Nations people who are listening and watching today. This is Stolen Land and it is Aboriginal land.
Hello Hester, I'm recording from the lands of the Wadawurrung people, and I wish to also pay my respects to elders past and present and acknowledge that this always was and always will be Aboriginal land, and it is a privilege to live on this land, and we're very grateful to be able to do that, live and work where we do. Hester, how has your week been? It's been a little while since we've spoken.
Officially.
Yeah. And recorded it. We speak every day, but I've spoken and actually recorded it.
Yeah, it's I'm feeling really positive today. I think things are looking up and hopefully we'll be out of this lockdown soon and moving forward. Things are looking a bit difficult in New South Wales though, so we are sending our love and thoughts there. It's really hard. And it has been a very uncertain time in football, hasn't it? Sort of, you know, we never really know what's going to happen, if partners are going to be moved away. The Sydney-based teams have now been on the road for quite some time, and that's quite difficult to navigate. So a bit of uncertainty, but all in all, we're happy and healthy and at home. How about you, Mads?
That's good news. Yeah, we're doing really well at home. All things considered, I suppose, through another lockdown, everyone's just doing their best. And yeah, it is actually good news that the Sydney-based families have been moved into quarantine. So hopefully they will be reunited soon, because I guess one of the really tough things about this is everything's just changing so, so quickly. And you can feel like the rug's been pulled from under your feet sometimes when it comes to the way that the AFL moves quickly. We just saw from the two Adelaide-based teams that their partners were coming to Melbourne, going to Queensland, going back to Melbourne, and then they weren't going anywhere, and they've ended up in Melbourne. Yeah, not so good news, I suppose. We are talking about the racial abuse that several players and partners have received from, you know, online, through social media recently. And I think what we see is just the tip of the iceberg. It's just what is shared with the greater public. It's just that little bit that is called out. And we've seen more and more of that lately, is that people are calling it out and saying, hey, this is enough. And then clubs are putting up a statement and supporting their players, and other players are, you know, sharing it and saying, we just don't accept this kind of behaviour anymore. And so there's sort of two folds to that. I think it's really important that we call it out. We don't just accept it and sit idle on it anymore, but it's also a really emotional toll that can take on those players. And I also imagine it could be quite triggering as those messages are reshared on platforms. So I think we need to acknowledge the toll emotionally and mentally that could be taking on not just the players that receive that abuse, but anyone that's reading it through the greater community as well.
One of the first guests we ever had on our podcast was the incomparable Shelley Ware. Shelley is a mum, a teacher, a TV and radio host, a storyteller, a podcaster, and she also works directly in this space, has been working at the lower leagues, but also very much in contact with the AFL and working against online trolling and racial vilification, particularly on online platforms. So we thought this was a perfect time to check back in with Shelley.
Hi, I'm Shelley Ware and I'm a proud Yankunjara Wirrawarrina woman from South Australia. I lived on the lands of the people of the Kulin Nation for the last 25 years, and that's where I'm coming from today, and it's great to be here. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much
for joining us. Take it away, Hess.
Thank you so much for joining us, Shelley. It's such an honour to have you back again. One of the very first guests that we ever had on our podcast. And we were really excited to have the opportunity to check back in with you today and to see what you've been up to. Last time we spoke to you, you were talking about the great week that we'd had in football at that point with the Free the Flag campaign. And you were also talking about the work that you were about to undertake to combat racist trolls online. Did you want to give us an update on that and what else you've been up to?
Yeah, it's going really well. Thank you. And thanks for having me back to give a bit of an update. It's gone really, really well. The actual law was passed for social media law in the Senate, I think it was about 3 weeks ago. So there's all sorts of things being worked out and amendments, and we don't know what it's going to look like when it actually rolls out to everybody and how it's going to protect us. But essentially it will have a takedown rule where you have 24 hours to take down some racial vilification or discrimination to anybody of LGBTIQ community, any minority group of, I guess, hate that is being spread. So we have the 24-hour takedown, and there's also a fine of up to $100,000, I believe, and possibly jail time if people are continually doing it. Fake accounts seem to be harder to make is part of what's going to happen as well. So it's been some fantastic progress, and I think we're at the beginning stages of it, and what happens and how we go. But I'm really looking forward to that passing through and actually being implemented in society. The role that I played was basically bringing up a discussion about it, you know, noting that there'd been so many children that are in my life that have been affected by it and how damaging it actually is. You know, it takes away a person's self-worth when somebody is racially vilified on social media because it's their world now, young people. That is all they're looking at 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So what I did was I actually started talking to my girlfriend, Dr. Kate Sear, who I work with on the Outer Sanctum podcast. And I just said, I don't know what to do. There's so much that I want to do in this space against ending, you know, racial vilification on social media. And she said, write a letter to the Attorney General. And I was like, oh, but I'm just a teacher. How is he going to listen to me? And so we talked it through and she said, write down the 5 things that you really want to happen in this letter to the Attorney General, and I'll help you make it into essentially a lawyer letter, because that's what she is. It's amazing. So she turned my thoughts into this brilliant letter. And within 48 hours, we asked 100 people to sign the letter. So we made it an open letter to the Attorney General. And we had like Adam Goods, Stan Grant. We had like these amazing Supreme Court lawyers, right through like retired Supreme Court lawyers. So there were people who were a part of the Attorney General's life that held value in his world, right through to my girlfriend who's a librarian, to my brother who's a diesel mechanic. You know, it was a broad spectrum of nationalities, of sexuality, of religions. And I didn't want it just to be about AFL. I wanted it to be about everybody across the landscape of Australia. So we did that and we managed to get that done in 48 hours. And it was also the time that the Governor General was sitting in Senate and talking about the new laws. And he actually left Senate reply to the media because I'd asked Wendy Toohey from The Age to put an article in, and she did that. She supported us beautifully. And then when she called, he said, I need to be called out of Parliament to address this letter. And then he said, you let Shelley know that we will make sure that this law passes, that there will be 5 years jail time, there will be $100,000 fine, and that there will be a 24-hour takedown. This is what we're working on now, and it will happen. So that was probably a year ago that we were told that, and 3 weeks ago it was actually passed in Senate and is actually a real law. So these are the things that are happening and keeping everybody safe online. So
Shelley, it sounds like you were a massive part of it, and thank you so much. It's I think that really proves what a couple of people can do if they're really passionate. So well done to you. That's amazing. Can you tell us a little bit about what happens now? You said we're in the beginning stages of it. Do we know how this law will apply? We've seen some awful instances of racial vilification in the last couple of weeks online. Do we know how this law will apply to those instances?
Yeah, well, the eSafety Commissioner, who's Julie Chan, has a lot more power now. She can actually, you can report it and she can take it down herself if she sees that it's damaging and full of hate, that it's actually going to cause harm to somebody. So she has that power of immediate takedown. And you can, it's so now it is really important to report more than ever to say that this isn't okay. And
Shelley, in the AFL MNW space, we've seen, as we alluded to, some racial vilification online this week. And a few players and clubs and eventually the AFL and AFLW making statements on this issue. How do you see these statements? Do they run concurrently with your, you know, action in the legal field? Are they helpful? What are they aiming to, and what are they achieving, do you think?
Statements are helpful. They're helpful in a way that it gets people, it sort of pops it in the forefront of people's minds, you know, that it's a part of the learning path. It's important, but they're not the be-all. If that's all we get from the AFL, that would be disappointing. You know, but I know that the AFL have been working really hard behind the scenes. We've had a huge number, just not in the AFL, but in the local and second tier football. And that's been a space that I've been working really hard in the last few, probably the last month, like 5 to 6 weeks, even. Terrible with time. But it's been huge. And there's been a lot of racism within the local and second tier football and junior football in particular. So I've been working with the AFL and having conversations, and they've actually been really brilliant, really wanting to listen. So I know a lot of things are happening behind the scenes, and this is just one step. I am hopeful that it's not the only step, but it's a conversation starter. Unlike the Clothing the Gap t-shirts, it's a conversation starter, and there would have been people at home having those conversations because of that statement. I've personally been contacted by 5 people about racial vilification in the last 3 weeks of football that we had in leagues. 5 incidents, you know, that's a lot. That was just what I knew, and I'm sure that there are more. And so, you know, and I've seen the actual impact firsthand on what it is having on these children. You know, they don't want to play football, they don't feel heard, they're being told they're liars because there's a whole he said situation, and unfortunately the other person is winning, and it's clear that mediation doesn't work, and we need the systems to be rectified and reviewed. And that was one of the things that the AFL said they were going to do when they reviewed the racial vilification rule 35, the Peak rule, as we now know it after the wonderful Tony Peak. And they just hadn't quite got to that stage, or they were in stages of doing it, and it wasn't working fast enough. Certainly wasn't working fast enough for my likings when I see the impact on our children. So a lot of people have been making a lot of noise about it. And it's been good because it's actually had the AFL doing something about it, and they're doing great things. And I look forward to their timeline of in 2 weeks we'll see something from them. And I look forward to what that will be, and with the hope that it is actually going to make a difference in our kids' lives. You know, they're actually listening to these families, like listening to their stories and doing something about it. So, you know, for that I'm grateful, and so are the families. They're very, and I'm fighting for these kids because I want them to be able to play safely, to enjoy. And one of the things out of the 5 racial vilification situations that I was told about was that I looked through their bylaws and I saw that not one of the bylaws actually represented the racial vilification rule 35. It wasn't in there. It certainly didn't match what was happening, and it showed that it wasn't filtering down into the local secondary community football leagues. And that review really needs to happen, and that's what's made the AFL go, oh, hang on a minute, because how are they supposed to know all of these things? They said they were going to review it, and now they are going to review it. They're going to lead the way in it, and they're going to do a lot of work with that. So I honestly look forward to that. It's just a shame that it came to, you know, 5 people having to go through this and falling out of love with the game and falling out of trust in the system that is supposed to be there to protect them.
Yeah,
that's great. It would be wonderful, Shelley, to see the AFL and these the governance of these local lower leagues as well to take on some of that burden. It does feel like at the moment that we have, just in the examples you've given, we've got 5 people really hurting and being really let down by their league. And I think too, our AFL stars have been let down by in many ways, having to shoulder the burden of calling out these awful comments when they should be able to play freely and not be attacked and hurt in such a horrible and upsetting way. We think what you do is just amazing, Shelley.
Education is everything, Shelley. It is the crux of all of these conversations of where do we start and where should we keep going, and it's all education. So thank you so much. Being a teacher, you're in the right field to share it in any environment. So thank you very, very much for all that you're doing.
Thank you, beautiful. Thanks for your kind words. I should come on this show every day.
You should. Is that a possibility?
Yes, definitely.